Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in on a Friday. I cannot believe the planet I reside on. I got to tell you, I don't know Derek Lalonde from a hole in the wall, so I can't call him certain things. I can just tell you what he sounds like. See, sounding like something doesn't mean you are. It's just the outward projection you're offering is sounding like you're something. And that word is a loser. See, I don't use that word lightly. I don't think these men go out and try to be terrible. I don't think these men go out starting the day going, how can I take a chair to the spine? But when Derek Lalonde sits here, like whether it was Osgood on TV, because Bally going full Kremlin per usual, or whether it's Derek Lalonde himself, what kind of playoff chase do we never get to talk about winning? We only rationalize the losing. Derek Lalonde's comment about how proud he is and how big of a point it was. You know what, dude? Out. The comment the other day was even worse about how they're in such a blessed spot and how, you never know, we may not be in this spot next year. You know what? If I had anything to do with it, you certainly won't be. How can you go out after they lose 6-5 last night? See, that's the other thing. Losing is one thing. When you score 5 goals in a National Hockey League game, you should win 99.9% of your games. This team seemingly wins none of them. Last night was a microcosm because they sat there. They are in the trail position all night. Then Raymond goes hero mode only to break your balls later because whenever you need a big save, we don't have a goaltender capable of making it.
Nope. You just took my, what I was going to say. It is a microcosm of the season because just when you want to say, okay, at least it's over, wait a minute, they're coming back. Okay, you know what? I believe in this team. You get a second chance. You go to overtime. Can't clear the puck.
The worst part is, you can't even get a shred of honesty in the postgame. I mean, what are we doing, guys? Your playoff chances fell to a 15% shot, and you would have thought they solved the Israeli-Palestine conflict by getting a point last night. No, the object is to win. It is to win. This town is filled with losers.
I was about to say, he went full good cop.
No, it's losers. It is a loser-ass attitude. This is a playoff chase where you're now 5-13-2. Come on, win games.
I'm with you.
I'm not yelling at you.
I understand the passion because I wasn't expecting to hear that of, hey, guys, you basically say, hey, everybody, stand up, give yourself a round of applause.
Capri Suns for everyone.
We got a point.
Orange
slice. You know
slice?
What that beats? Nothing. It's about the same as the other day when you scored with a second to go. We didn't get shut out.
Honestly, Derek Lalonde is Rico Beard, because this is the king of saying, well, Michael, it could always be worse. Rico will be standing over my body after I get hit by a truck and going, could have been worse.
True.
No. This defines where our town is right now. And whether it's been the Scott Harris stuff about just diminishing any expectation to Lalonde. I mean, what is Lalonde doing? Oh, no one gave us a chance at the start of the year. Well, you know, we're blessed to be here. Never know. You know, Houston, Jersey had 100 points last year, and they only have like 10 this year. Okay, so hold on. Let me get this straight. So they're the only teams that get to get better. Listen to Lalonde doing the old soft shoe. Just making sure you're aware, next year we may not be that good either.
Just keep the bar low?
No. So you can keep saying it, I don't care. I'm going to ask a different question. I want to know if the people are bothered by it. You can establish the root motivation.
Oh, no.
I'm not arguing
it. Mike, they should be bothered by it.
I have had it.
They should be bothered by it, because now you're getting it from two different organizations saying, hey, pump the brakes. We never said we were going to be good.
Oh, look at the other rosters. Geez, I think Jersey will be better. We may not even be in these games next year. If I were Eiserman, I would have thrown him in the river. I honestly, 248-539-9797. The Wings lost again. And what we're not going to do is spit shine a turd.
Yeah.
They have a 15% chance of getting in, Rico. They have a 0% chance of earning my love. I cannot take this.
No, because they're not even going to be the hot team going into the playoffs. They're stumbling, and it's almost, if they made the playoffs, it's because they looked around and everybody else around them was dead. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess we get that last spot. If I was Eiserman, I would have been upset when he came out and said, well, you know what? No one thought we were going to be this good anyway.
He should be fired whether they make it or not. I don't want this guy leading my hockey club. I mean, I'll leave that to the hockey nerds. Maybe they can call and tell me about Lalonde's opinion about a left-wing lock.
But you know what? I wonder, and I just thought about this. Maybe he has some type of assurance that he's coming back, because he does not sound like a man who was on his last leg. He does not sound like a man who is desperate, who knows my job may be over in three games if we don't win. Because if that was the case, it would be fire and brimstone. It would be, no, we have to do better. But it sounds as if he's been told, don't worry about it. You're going to get next year. Now, we may cut you sometime next year. But you're going to go in to training camp, and you're going to be the coach.
Rico, go ahead. He said, I don't address the team after games. What? That alone should get you fired. What do you mean you're not addressing your team? After a game, period? But I felt like I needed to after this game. Applaud them for one point. You need to tell them, play better, and we could have got two.
What are we doing here, guys? Do you want to make the playoffs or not? Because if you don't want to make the playoffs, how about everybody just takes the day off and go be with your families and do whatever? But if you want to win, you want to make the playoffs, we got to do better.
Like, do results matter in this town anymore? Go ahead. You tell me. Does Derek Lalonde speak for you as a paying customer? Does Bally speak for you in the postgame? Who the hell was trying to spit shine a turd and find a silver lining last night other than Bally or apparently Derek Lalonde? Who? Tell me. You're the customer. You guys, whether you're a paying fan or you just pay with your time and your emotion, you're a customer. What the hell is wrong with this town right now? Like, I can't believe people are trying to run to the defense. Well, at least they got one. No, you know what? I would have preferred if they just laid down and died at that point. Don't get my hopes up.
No, because this is just life support. You know the moment is coming, and it's like, okay, nope, one more day. Now we got to all be all locked in on Saturday.
No, we're not.
I'm just saying, not you, Mike. I'm saying now it got extended until Saturday. And then that could be, that's now the new biggest game of the year.
Right. All this is rationalization of losing. That's all it is. Their playoff push is 5-13-2. Or 5-12-3. Whatever it is. It's awful. And I'm not doing it. Like, a playoff chase, Rico, is what Pittsburgh's doing. Pittsburgh's been hot as a firecracker roughly the last month. They're the team that deserves it. Philadelphia, Washington, and you, You've been busy trying to see who can fall down the stairs ass first. Mm-hmm. And the coach, dude, I don't need him to go Tortorella. But you, how can these be the... This is the third piece of audio from this guy. This guy ought to be coaching a Sesame Street team.
Bruh, when they had 70 points, there was no way I thought at this point they would only be at 85 points.
We talked about how it would take mid-90s to make the playoffs. They were on a pace to accomplish that and avoid all of this.
Right. And now we get the... Well, we tried hard. Here, you know what, Michael? Have a couple orange slices. David, here's your Capri Sun. You guys okay? You're good? All right.
Kenny.
Tomorrow's another day.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm just silently stewing in anger. David over here is laughing for some reason.
You know
what,
Kenny? At least we made money.
Yeah, you know what? Hey,
I told
thank
you,
God.
It makes no sense, but at least his system works.
Minus 160, thank God.
I told you to put the whole account on that.
I would have fired Lalonde after the losing streak, but that's just me. This is a wave the white flag comment, another wave the white flag comment saying, oh, we're just lucky to be here. That better not be the message in the locker room, because it seems like that was what that's the message in the locker room.
That is the message. Think, Kenny, think about it. If he's saying that publicly, if you're admitting that publicly, hey, no one thought much of us. We're blessed to be here. The comments that disturb me more are his Derek Lalonde's summer preview, Hockey 25. You know, the East is going to be pretty tough. Not sure we'll even be in this spot next year.
So let's appreciate this moment.
Dude, go to hell with that.
It's such a defeatist attitude. Mike, if I didn't live and die by this team, I'd be exactly like you are. Just go ahead and die already. That's that's what I would be like. I can't go there.
See what you did?
I can't do that.
You're taking this man to a dark place.
It is. Kenny, I love this team and it hurts me.
I have feelings.
Kenny, I'm sorry.
David, give Kenny a hug.
I learned it by watching you.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
I can't take anymore. If you're Iserman, who's as big of a red ass as there is, how the hell can you hear Derek Lalonde's comments and bring this guy back? How? That's the third comment in a row. I would have launched him into the sun.
But it leads me to believe, I kind of feel like he knows. He's been told, don't worry about it. Your job
you
is
reporting
safe.
That?
I'm not reporting that, but when you speak that way, because if your job is on the line, man, you're desperate because you don't want to get fired. You don't want to go through the humiliation. You don't want to see your team collapse. You are preaching fire and brimstone. You are holding pets hostage unless they win games. Not, hey, you know what? Hey, guys, be proud of yourself. You got a point. That's 1 point more than what you had yesterday.
No, and look. Is there a bit of irony in the player who beat you? I mean, Erik Karlsson was a trade splash. He was. Three-team trade, if my memory serves me right. Now, I understand his feet are made of a collection of broken, jagged pieces of glass. But the point is, he, when healthy, is still a big-time player. Did you make a bold trade to shore up the blue line? No. Because Stevie Y wanted to do his value signing. Well, you got beat by a high-level player. I'm just saying, these connection points matter. You gave up 6 goals.
After you came back to tie the game up, I think that was the worst part, because I think, Kenny, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you had reserved, okay, the season's over, we're done. I can move on. Wait, you just did the most dangerous thing. You gave me hope.
Well, that's the problem, too, is they're still in it, which they have no business to be. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. The problem is there's two other teams in this division or in this conference that also don't deserve to be in that are in. It's frustrating because I know I'm going to tune in on Saturday, and I know I'm going to be angry about it. I'm angry right now just thinking about it.
Kenny, what could I offer you that you would do something else with your Saturday?
I can't, man. I can't. There's okay. Not a lot. Okay. I live and die by this, man, and I've been dying a lot lately.
Okay.
Jesus, that might be the saddest damn thing I've heard.
All righty.
Oh, this is on. Oops. Listen, 248-539-9797. Kenny's bottomed out. I want to hear from the people on it. The Lalonde audio upsets me more than the result. Honestly. Let's talk about it. We'll get into some draft stuff, JJ McMystery, lots of things to do today.
I like that.
Oh, JJ McMystery. Somebody,
you know what, David? Somebody's on their game today.
That's right.
You just got to get 1 point and look at Mike.
Right. Right. Hey, guys, you know, big rally last night. What was your favorite moment?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, if you'd be so kind, I'd like to, can we put our hands together? Everybody, please put your hands together. Please, please. Come on, David, right. Act like you're singing about Jesus. Give me something now. Come on. The hockey elite. That's for you guys. The hockey elite. They're here. They're ready to talk. Weird what happens when you give them a little bit of juice to start a show. You get going. David, what do you got on the ticket text?
The Red Wings are the old Lions. They break your heart not just once, but several times in a game, let alone the season. Someone else says, thank you, Mike. How does Eisenman allow this kind of talk from his head coach? It starts from the top.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. That's why I think, look, Rico's right with how it sounds. I'm just telling you, I can't live in a world where Steve Eisenman, who's one of the ultimate competitors, is going to go strike one, strike two, strike three with this Sesame Street nonsense.
No, it's almost like strike two, foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. Like, okay, are we not going to get to strike three? Because his comments, very concerning. Doesn't sound like a man who knows that the end is near. Sounds like a man who knows, you know what, guys, when you start talking next year, I'm always worried about a coach. Now, I've been wrong before. Juwan Howard was talking about next year, and then a couple days later, he was waxed. So, Kenny, I could be off. But when I hear these comments, it makes me wonder if he's gotten the reassurance you're at least going to be back for the beginning of the season.
I think, and maybe you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I think, actually, I'd like to put a bet on the board during the break. I think if they don't make the playoffs, at some point this offseason, he will be fired.
Okay.
Because I just don't see a world where Steve Eisenman, we talk about him being the ultimate competitor. Apparently, he's fuming. If he's actually that mad, he'll do something about it. And I think that starts with Derek Lalonde.
If he's actually that mad, you know what, Derek? No, come here. You're not talking to the media. What are you about to say? What are you about to say to him? That's what you're going to say? You're proud of him for getting a point? No, no, no. Nope. Come on back.
Well, if you have to baby him like that, just fire him. I mean, what's the point at that point?
I'll pay the fine. You're not talking to the media today. I don't want to hear that because that's just going to take me off.
Honestly, Eisenman, when Lalonde's not looking. Right to the skull. You're Steve Eisenman, you can get away with it. If I were Eisenman, I would have thrown him in the river last night. Pick one. That's all Pittsburgh is. Rivers. Let the tide carry him away to Loserville. What a ridiculous comment. One more and I'm going to the people.
Yeah, someone, you brought the chair up. Someone saying, first Steve bot that calls in needs to get hit with a chair. I'd happily slam on their back.
No, I actually want to hear from the Steve bots because I need to learn to understand the world I exist in. Because there have to be people who are not angry about this. There have to be. I just can't believe when you had a 9-point cushion to the cut line. This is the equivalent of bumper bowling, except your kid still rolls the ball and it's four lanes over. That's what the Wings have done the last 6 weeks. And now you have a 15% chance of getting in, which is going to require winning all your games and heavy amounts of prayer and study of the New Testament. You cannot sell this. We were close. And hey, it could always be worse. What the hell was the point of hiring Steve Yzerman if I could have hired a faceless GM to guide me through 5 non-playoff years? And have a coach, you know who he sounds like? Like an 8th grade soccer coach.
Yeah, it does.
Did everyone have fun? Did little Bobby get to play today?
Hey, guys, you know what? The biggest thing is you didn't quit. You could have quit. It was 5-3, but you decided, you found something, and you went out there and you tied this up and you brought it into extra period, and you lost. But you know what? There's no shame in losing. We lose with dignity. We lose with pride, so long as everybody had fun. Everybody had fun? All right. Let's get in here. On three. Team. That's what it feels like. 248-539-9797. Let's go to the people.
Pedro's going to lead it off on a Friday. What's up, Pedro? How you doing?
I'm good. I got two things. Did you happen to watch or see the Larkin interview? Because for him, it was complete opposite.
He was gutted.
Uncomfortable. Oh, he was. They were talking about how great that 1 point was, and he just looked at him like he wanted to take that chair and hit him with it. But then you hear Lalonde coming out how great it was to get 1 point. So it's kind of interesting that your captain and your coach are preaching two different things. My point is I'm new to hockey. I used to love the NBA. I can't stand that now. So I've been getting into hockey the past year or two, so I need to make sure what I'm seeing is right. Is that just a bad hockey team? Is that what I'm watching? A poorly coached,
feels like it,
poor execution team? Like, I don't know hockey like, you know, some of you guys do, but I'm like, what is this? And I don't understand this, the chasing in the corner. I don't understand the point of that because I feel like it never works. But it just seemed like a bad team that's very poorly coached.
Kenny, would you term it as poorly coached or under-talented?
I think a little bit of both. I lean more towards poorly coached, but you were saying it yesterday. This team doesn't have a superstar, so there's that too. But I think it starts with coaching, especially considering during that losing streak, they just didn't look like they were trying. I think that's all coaching.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I was super excited for the year. They were up 9 points, and I don't understand how they fall on their face just like that. So appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Look, I don't need people to yell and scream to tell me they're upset, right? That's not what I'm asking for. You're free to just talk like a normal adult. I get so frustrated in this town. Like, what? Why? Like, how could a former player like Chris Osgood spit shine that last night? You don't know anybody. Be better. You're a Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah, you know.
You understand what it takes. Now, I don't want to hear about, Chris is singing for his supper.
No,
you don't need it that bad.
He's not singing for his supper. He's just trying to find the positive in this of, we're not dead yet. That's pretty much what should have been at the banner of the screen last night at the end of the game. We're not dead yet.
Right. Nona's fading. Vitals are fading.
But
she ain't gone yet.
But there's still a chance that the miracle cure can come in at any moment. That's what they were saying.
Or Austin Matthews could smother Nona with a pillow.
No,
I'm rooting for.
Yeah, almost wanted that last night.
No, now I'm going to get it Saturday. Okay. Leave 6, Wings 2. Just put them to sleep. I've had enough. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve to be in. And if it means getting in that Lalonde stays, I'll make the trade. I'll make the trade. If missing the playoffs means I get Yzerman to be bold this summer and I get Derek Lalonde loaded into a space cannon, I'll sign the paper.
Gotcha.
Would you?
Oh, no, I would.
Yeah.
I would, but, you know.
Kenny, would you?
He's on the phone. We're going to get rid of Newsy. Okay.
What are we going to do?
I said we're going to get rid of Newsy.
I don't know what that means.
That's his. That's what they call him.
That's Lalone's nickname.
Oh, Newsy. I was like, Kenny's nickname is now Newsy?
No.
What do him and Lalone have to do with each other? Okay, got it. I'm sorry.
This is why you only got 1 point instead of two.
Kenny, if we could make a trade right now that by missing the playoffs get blown out by the Leafs, Yzerman goes psycho mode this summer, aggression, and we fire Lalone, would you sign the paper knowing you're missing the playoffs?
Is psycho mode just firing Lalone, or is psycho mode?
No, bold. He's doing an Erik Karlsson type thing. We're going out and poaching a 40-goal scorer.
He's getting like Sam Reinhart, 50-goal scorer.
Buddy, I don't care. Whatever. Just answer the question. Bold summer, Lalone space cannon, but you miss playoffs. God, you are human garbage.
I think I make the trade. I said I think I make the trade. I had to think about it.
It's a no-brainer.
It's not a no-brainer. I want these young players to have playoff experience. Wah! Don't you dare say that it's a no-brainer. Wah! All right, good.
Have a Capri Sun.
It means that he wants to see the playoffs.
Unbelievable.
I want to see Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond in a playoff series.
You know what?
Forgive me.
You have contacts in television. Call Bally, have him take Kenny. We're done. You're working for Bally now.
They say the orange slices were good in the locker room that
day. Go park Keating's car. That's where you're headed.
Kenny would rather a sweep in the playoff, but they made it.
I wish we had like a tinted limo partition that I could raise so I don't have to look at Kenny.
Can I get one, please?
Yes. Surrounded by losers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, to the people. How about the idea you didn't win again? Lalone is, he might be a mastermind at hockey. I don't know how these messages are anything Steve Yzerman wants here. Let's go to Ferris 97.1. What's up, Ferris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, hey, man. What's up?
Yeah, honestly, just a couple things. I'll start off with Yzerman. Last 2 years, roster construction has been horrendous. I mean, half the guys he signed aren't even on the roster. Or they're health bombed half the time. You know, then you're putting Petrie in the lineup. That goes down to coaching. And then just like the decisions and the consistent mistakes. I mean, how many transition 2-on-1s do the other teams have to have? How many pinches do the defensemen always do? Like, Jeff Petrie pinches at least 5 times a game and misses 4 of them. You know, that's all coaching. And then he has no passion. You know, why are the fans more upset than the coach? He just acts like it's another game. No worries. There's no passion. There's nothing.
The problem as well is you're 5 years into this, and outside of Mo Sider, you don't have a defenseman that would play for a playoff team, and you don't have a goaltender that would play for a playoff team. and you don't have multiple 30-goal scorers. You don't have a 100-point man. It's really underwhelming to be this deep into it, Ferris. And I don't know what a point of strength is besides, well, not all our players are useless. Hey, I've got seven guys with 10 goals. That can't be the selling point this deep into it.
No, I mean, you look at games, like you could see the delineation between the players who actually matter and are valuable. Like you look at Raymond the last couple weeks, you learn a lot about him. He's going to be a stud, right? You look at Larkin, he cares, he shows.
Yep.
But then everybody else, they're just a box of scraps, you know? They're just, these players will never be on any winning team.
You know what it reminds me of? And it's why I've done this topic. It's the Detroit Tigers on skates. It's just a bunch of stuff with maybe an occasional guy who I might want to keep around. Ferris, that's the disappointing part. And it's, I just expect better. And I mean, if you think that's an unfair thing, go ahead, people. But these players that Yzerman has lusted after and signed and brought in for all this depth, none of them will be here when it's time to win. None of them.
Wonder if it's a common denominator there.
Okay. I'm going to ignore that because that'll take us down an even darker path. Dennis, how are you?
I got to tell you guys, I was waiting for this show after the interview, after the first period of the Capitals game with Lalonde, and I literally flamed up on Facebook because I thought Scotty Bowman has choked on his one of his championship rings listening to this interview where he says, we're out shooting them 2-1. We got 2-1 on scoring chances, so I feel pretty good. Scotty Bowman with a winner's mentality would have been like, guys, you got, like, results matter. All the effort doesn't matter. Results matter. You want it, you got to take it. It was unbelievable, and I can't believe that this guy's still coaching after that. It was disgusting.
So would you take the deal? If you miss the playoffs, Lalonde space cannon, and it forces Yzerman to speed the process up. But you know,
I wouldn't have
you're
before
not making
I saw that interview in this last one.
Yeah.
And after you see that, the guy has no heart. He has no fight in him to be a dog. Like, it's unbelievable. I can't do it. I'm ready to burn it down. Like, I can't do it.
I'm with you. It's just a weird personality type. And again, maybe Yzerman's fire is offset by this approach. But, like, Dennis, I'm with you. Whether it was the comment a month ago, how nobody believed we'd be here anyways in the midst of a 7-game losing streak, to the comment the other night, to what we just heard today.
Where's your guts speech to say, guys, like, you got to go get this. It's not going to give itself up for you. They're playing, they're skating their ass off out there. You're out shooting them 2-1, and they're still got a chance to win this. It's unbelievable. There's no gut speeches out there that are challenging them. I can't do it, man.
I know. No, Dennis, you have every right to just say I've had enough. If it means missing the playoffs, but I get real change, I'll always root against my team. Always. I mean, like, a great example. Last year, when the Giants showed they were going to be bad. Oh, no, then just die. Don't do this stuff and start winning meaningless games.
Mike, you've
and
been now nothing but consistent.
No,
with that. I can attest to that. No matter the team, local, New York.
Just be bad.
That's you.
And if you're going to be good, be great. You're going to be bad, be terrible.
Once they've lost you, they don't get you back.
No. No.
Because I remember, hey, Mike, what if they make the playoffs? No. Chair to spy. I don't want to see this.
Done. It's garbage.
Because that's why I asked, like, would you like to see them, if you had a choice, they make the playoffs, but everything stays the same?
Nope.
Or they miss it, get a new coach next year, you move on. Where are you at with that?
Miss it. Miss the playoffs, fire the coach, and force Steve to get bold. Yeah, that's what I would want. Let's go to Brad, 97.1. Bradley, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to chime in here. I think leadership matters so much, whether you're running a Fortune 500 company or a hockey team. The identity of the coach or leader trickles down to the team, and you can see that. They got a lackadaisical attitude, and by him saying he doesn't address the team after games, I mean, at some point in the season, after they're getting blown out, you need a coach to go in there, kick down the garbage can, and say, what the hell are we doing? And I kind of disagree with one of the callers saying, Patriots, you know, it is an accountability issue. I mean, get the guy out of here. I mean, you have the coach to sit his ass on the bench. So you know, I think that there's a lot that they need to do from an accountability. And I am a recovering Steve bot.
That's okay.
When you look at, you know, Steve, I mean, if I'm going to lose all credibility for him if he doesn't launch this guy out of a cannon, to use your words. Like, I played competitive hockey. I was a goalie. I remember one time the coach calling a timeout and saying, "Hey, Lucas, are you going to stop a puck today?"
You know, here's the other thing.
Accountability.
Real quick, where was that breaking point that you became a recovering Steve bot?
Mm.
The comments of the coach, I mean, and I'm glad to see the leadership from Larkin. And I think that, like, a light bulb went off yesterday, guys, when I'm like, okay, Larkin being out and had such an impact on that team. Yeah, obviously he's a great player. But the leadership in the locker room, like, after games, this guy's not addressing his team, both good, bad, you know, ugly. You know, it's the leadership in the room that, you know, was carrying that team. This guy is just floating around. You see his dumb look on the bench. You know, it just speaks to a team that doesn't have a vision or a, you know, any urgency. And I think within hockey especially, I mean, that captain role goes, the furthest out of any sport personally. And in lacking that coach, you can see, I mean, that's lost us games this year, especially with the lack of accountability.
Brad, the other thing, though, you talk accountability, and I know it's uncomfortable for a lot of people, but, you know why Petrie's here, or you know why Hull is here, or you know why your roster is filled with the JT Confers of the world. At what point does Steve Yzerman have to face some accountability for building a roster of meh, largely players who can't play for a playoff team? Like, I think that's a conversation we kind of got to have here a little bit, right?
No, I agree 100%.
I mean, I know it sucks, 100%. And I, like, it's just wild to me. There are people who will freely call in and complain about Scott Harris, but won't touch Steve Yzerman. And it's like, no, don't do the whole memory lane thing. We're here now.
Because then you have to criticize a hero.
Who cares? Does Yzerman do your grocery shopping?
No, he doesn't.
Does he pay your mortgage?
No.
Does he service your car?
No.
Does he pay your student debt?
No. But
then stop kissing his ass. He's a hockey GM. No, he's not that Carmanos curing pancreatic cancer.
No, but he brought back the last memories of this team being good.
You know
good.
What? And this is your last memory.
Bring me the memories again.
Wait, how did I become the bad guy?
Because you sound like Osgood.
No.
I'm just saying, you. How dare you, Rico?
Right. I'm just saying, you want to know why it's hard for some people to say that. Because then if you criticize him, you're severance from the last time this team was good. And you have to start all over again. At least you could hold on to the fact, well, I do remember when he did this. But if you criticize, that's gone.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Tom Brady is...
No, next topic. I know what you're going to do. I'm not talking about it. I don't care if he wouldn't frown upon it. No, the answer is no. No to anything Tom Brady playing NFL football. Please move to the next topic.
All right, David, I think he's actually going to do it.
Okay.
He can't be out of the spotlight long enough where it just... I don't understand it. You've made enough money. You should be able to enjoy your retirement. Prepare for doing your play-by-play stuff. But instead, he can't let it go.
I hope the ceiling caves in on you mid-segment.
Me? Or you? Well, if it caves in on me.
No, it'll miss me.
I don't know.
Just go to I don't want to talk about this.
I'm the one that's highly favored here.
I don't want to talk about this.
Let's talk about Joe Burrow. Well, there was a New Hot Heights podcast from Jason and Travis Kelce. They recorded it live at the University of Cincinnati. There was a lot of things going on.
Oh, is that before Travis Kelce showed his ass at a graduation and chugged a beer in front of the school president like a loser?
Correct. They did a surprise graduation for both of them.
Do you know what he is right now? Mm-hmm. He has turned into government cheese Gronk. He is trying so hard to be Gronk Career Path 2.0. How about just a level of respect? A level. Getting a degree that we all know you didn't earn. Just a level of respect.
Nah, Gronk showed him the dumber you act, the more popular you become.
It's ridiculous.
And he left a vacuum. And he's like, you know what? Sure, I'll have that.
School president should have taken a piece of paper and get out. Just leave. Just get out of here, please.
Well, Joe Burrow made an appearance on that live podcast. And he, quote, said, they have great players. We have great players. I think we match up pretty well with them, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. He says, we're built to beat them.
He's right. Okay. Dude, he got hurt last year. I don't hold any of the Bengals stuff against him. If you got Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and their core players, they've already proven they can go into Arrowhead and win.
Yeah.
Something that Josh Allen's ass can't do. So, yeah, he's got every right to say it, David. He's also been to a Super Bowl, something else Josh Allen hasn't done. So, yes, I'll allow Joe Burrow to say whatever he likes.
And I like the confidence that he has, not soft-pedaling and saying, well, you know, that's a good team. No, we can beat him.
Yeah, he would never fit in Detroit. Well, golly gee, just, you know, trying to be competitive.
So let's get to a little draft here. I do have some fun, worse NFL draft picks, but I want to touch on a guy here real quick that really wanted to play one more year in college but was forced to enter the NFL draft, and I want to know, does he get drafted? It is Rico's favorite guy who played for Maryland, Tua Tagovailoa. What happens to him?
He won't get drafted.
Okay.
He will not get drafted. I mean, he was a mediocre Big Ten quarterback. So if you're not the elite in the Big Ten, what makes me think that you can go to the next level and get it done? He'll probably, you know, Canada, this UFL, but I cannot see him in the NFL. Even though his brother is the quarterback at Miami, no. Now, Miami may bring him in as an undrafted free agent as a favor to his brother, but I don't think he'll ever take a snap in the NFL.
Personal growth.
That is personal growth.
Proud of you, man.
So let's go through this here. I have a list of the worst NFL draft picks of the past 10 years.
Oh, Jesus. Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is on the list. Solomon Thomas is not on the list. Zach Wilson, 6, by the way. Do you have a guess, Rico?
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance is on the list at number 3.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley is not on
Spite.
This list.
Daniel Jones.
Jeff Okuda.
No.
Wow, no. If Okuda doesn't make the top 10, I need to hear the rest of this.
All right, well, I'll start at 10 here. Corey Coleman, wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but where was he? He was taken like 20th, wasn't
15th.
He?
15th.
He was bad, and he was embarrassing on Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. But geez, he was taken 15th. Okuda was taken 3rd.
Here's other wide receivers that were taken in that draft. Will Fuller, Josh Doctson, Laquan Treadwell, and then you have Coleman, all first-round wide receiver. That was okay. A bad class.
Not optimal. Not optimal.
Number 9, Greg Robinson, offensive tackle for the St. Louis Rams, drafted 2nd overall in 2014.
That makes sense. Guy was terrible.
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, dear.
Drafted number 1 overall. I'm sorry, 22nd overall. He was number 8 on this list. Okay. 2014 really wasn't a good draft here. Because you have another 2014 selection here. Picked 8th overall, Justin Gilbert, cornerback, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the problem with Gilbert, I remember back when a lot of people, I think the Midday Show wanted him. I'm like, well, he plays like a 12-yard cushion.
Doesn't work in the NFL?
I don't respect corners who just play strict off cover, and you're going to come into the NFL and do what?
Yeah, when you're not even in the TV, it's like, okay, why is he wide open? No, there's somebody there. He's just 15 yards away.
So the top 5 here, John Ross, wide receiver for the Cincinnati
Mr.
Bengals.
40-yard dash. One problem. He only ran one route.
He caught
62 passes, 957 yards, and 11 touchdowns before he was not kicked out, but.
Yeah, hold on now.
Out of the league.
Go ahead. Let me hear the next one.
Josh Rosen, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals.
You know what? I'll own this. Guilty.
You wanted him?
No, it was an idea of prototypical quarterback, play action, NFL arm. He had the huge comeback against A&M that night in the Rose Bowl, and everyone thought he was going to go in the top 10. And I go, I wouldn't mind if the Giants took him. They didn't. We took a running back at 2. But I'm not going to sit here acting like I was ripping Rosen in college. I wasn't. And he turned out to be a total mystery where one year gets replaced, never gets another shot. Nobody can explain why.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up being like Trey Lance, where the Cowboys took Lance, but I think one day we're just going to look and be like, whatever happened to Trey Lance?
You remember what Josh Rosen was most famous for in college, right?
The hot tub.
There you go. Hot tub in college. Good for him.
Now, if he played, he'd probably own the college the way the players are getting paid.
Or own the hot tub company.
Right.
There you go. Number two on the list. Wide receiver drafted by the Chicago Bears, 7th overall
Kevin
in 2015.
White.
Kevin White.
Yeah. All the physical tools, size, speed.
Was that Virginia?
No, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
He just couldn't play.
Yeah, 28 catches, 397 yards, and 0 touchdowns in his career.
That's tough, man. Not a single touchdown in your career.
I know.
That's like never getting drafted at all. Like the fact that Kenny Cott is tied with Kevin White for all-time touchdowns in their NFL careers.
Right, because
that's rough,
this
man.
This is where at the end of the game, you're like, hey, guys, I know we're up by 20, but can you just throw me the ball, please?
Not a single touchdown.
Yikes.
And then number one on the list, Kenny should know this player well, played for Georgia, was drafted 30th overall by the Tennessee Titans, offensive tackle.
Isaiah Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That, now correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't that the one where the mom like body checked the girlfriend out of the way to get to Isaiah?
That was him?
Like the girlfriend was going in to love on him and mom was like,
nope,
stiff arm, collarbone, that's my baby.
Yeah, you didn't get your barbecue invite yet. No.
That was an interesting draft night.
Better
situation.
Draft moment. Isaiah Wilson's mom stiff-arming the girlfriend, or C.D. Lamb going, that second cell phone ain't none of your business to his girlfriend.
Nope, nope.
As he's using one. No, I'll take that one.
Do not touch the back phone.
I don't have that number, and you never will.
What's restricted mean?
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.